looks like YouTube has quietly deleted more than 700 videos that document Israeli human rights violations, war crimes, and other abuses as part of an effort by our government here in the United States to essentially bury evidence of Israel's war crimes in Gaza and the West Bank. Now, according to reporting from The Intercept, YouTube surreptitiously deleted all these videos in early October by wiping the accounts that posted them from its website, along with their channel's archives. The accounts belong to three prominent Palestinian human rights groups, Al-Haq, Al-Mezan, Center for Human Rights, and the Palestinian Center for Human Rights. These three YouTube channels hosted hours of footage documenting and highlighting alleged Israeli government violations of international law in both Gaza and the West Bank. And it's really important to have that record because, as we know, the Hasbara coming from Israel is strong. Our politicians are bought and oftentimes bought on behalf of Israel, on behalf of doing favors for Israel. And I don't want what has happened over the last 2 years to be misrepresented in history books in the future. I want documentation of the war crimes that have been committed. But there is a very real effort and a successful effort at that to essentially wipe the internet of these videos. So the deleted videos range in scope from investigations, such as an analysis of the Israeli killing of American journalist Shireen Abu Akleh, to testimonies of Palestinians tortured by Israeli forces and documentaries like The Beach about children playing on a beach who were killed by an Israeli strike. So according to The Intercept, the deletion only affected the group's basically their official channels, and any of the alternate channels they might have, or if the videos had been reposted by other channels. Luckily, those channels are still active. Those videos are still viewable. But